consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my love. Oh, we are in for a juicy, juicy episode with regards to your intuition is your superpower. Did you know that? Did you know your intuition is your superpower? I know that some of you that are listening might be like, well, how do I even, what is that? How do I tap in? How do I follow the nudges more? So let me ask you a few questions. Do you have challenges trusting yourself fully and completely? You notice you doubt yourself, you notice, you know, you kind of, you might have a little inkling of something, but you ignore that. And then something happens. And when you look back in hindsight, it's like, oh, shoot, I had that thought. I knew it. Do you ever wonder how to tap into your intuition even more so that you can feel that ease and flow? And what does it really mean to lead life and business with your intuition? And what are the benefits of doing so? So I'm very excited. I'm having my special guest and friend, Candace McKim, who is an intuitive coach, author, TEDx speaker, and founder of the Intuitive Coaching Academy. And she is here to guide us in how to really fully tap into our intuition and lead with it in our lives and businesses so that we can create our biggest dream visions with ease and flow. Candace has spent decades combining her social work background with yoga and chakra therapy into a form of intuitive teachings. Candace's wise and fun-loving approach guides women to courageously connect to their purpose through their intuition to attract abundance, opportunities, and fulfillment. Candace speaks not only on intuition, but also on women and worth, wealth and wellness. She's the author of the book, Yogini's Guide, Intuition is a Choice, and Yogini's Guide to Intuition Oracle Cards. Oh my gosh, you guys, I had the pleasure. Actually, I met Candace through my last guest, Janet Key, who was one of her students. And Janet was like, you need to meet Candace. And so I'm like, yes, okay, well, hook me up. And Candace and I got on a Zoom call. And it turns out we actually live in the same community. I love her energy. You guys are going to love her. She's a glowing, radiant goddess with so much heart, so much wisdom. So Candace, welcome. I am so excited to have you here, love.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rosalind. And I am super excited to be here as well. And it's just meant to be our connection. I just know it's just meant to be. It's divine.
1,000%. Everything is just so beautifully guided. And I had the pleasure to watch you talk at Blue Talks, which is like TEDx with a foundation of spirituality. That was such a pleasure to meet you in real life recently.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was a really, really great opportunity that I am so happy I got the opportunity to be a part of. Well.
Oh, and I was like, oh my gosh, everything you're saying, I'm just like, whoa. It's really what I love to jam about with women and worth, wealth and wellness. So, Kevin, please share more with us about your journey, your story, and how you got to be where you are today.
Okay, well, I believe that our intuition is our superpower. Like, I believe that 100%. and that we all have an intuition. I don't think that some are more gifted than others. I think it's just another one of our senses, the same as touch, taste, sound, smell, sight. We have intuition. The difference, though, is that like all of our senses, they can be, it can be more enhanced or less enhanced, right? Like a chef can cook a meal and they know what ingredients go together because they know the tastes of it all and they know which ingredients go together with what spices. A musician can hear a piece of music and they know, you know, they can hear all the different instruments. So they have a more developed, so a musician would have a more developed sense of sound. A chef would have a more developed sense of taste. You know, a wine connoisseur has a more developed sense of smell. And so it's the same with our intuition. We can develop it and increase it the same as we can with all of our senses. And so I never really set out to talk about intuition in my career. I've always felt I've been on a spiritual path. I started meditating at the young age of 14. My parents were hardworking, self-employed parents of three teenagers, and my mom was prescribed Valium to cope. And she's like, I can't do that. I just can't. And so they heard about transcendental meditation. I guess it was quite big in the city that I grew up in Calgary. And so they reached out and they found out where we could go. And so every Thursday night, our whole family of five would go and learn meditation. So I was 13 years old and it just started me on this path, yeah. Right? And so then I was guided then at 16 to become a vegetarian. At 20 or 18, I knew I wanted to go into the helping field. So I went to university to become a social worker. And then I have a real entrepreneur spirit. So when I started having babies, I didn't want to bring that energy into from social work into my household. And I remember even as a social worker, I remember saying to some of my friends, saying, you know, I just want to counsel people who don't need counseling. And they're like, okay.
That's exactly what I said one time. When I was in there. Yeah, we have so much in common.
So you felt the same way?
I felt exactly the same way. I'm like, I just want to work with people with normal problems, nothing crazy, and just like, which is more around coaching, right? But I did see like what coaching was. But yes, I had exactly the same thought.
Yes, but it was 30 years ago, and they didn't have coaches then. That wasn't a thing. And I remember saying that I just want to help people who don't need it, because as a social worker, you're really dealing with, you know, getting home and money and jobs, and it's like the real, like, essential stuff, right? And it was like, I want people that, you know, so I wanted to coach, like, I knew I wanted to coach myself, right? I needed one myself. So that's where I wanted to go. And so then after I had the babies and I decided not to bring that energy, that social work energy back into my house anymore, then I got the intuitive hit. I was meditating and I just got a really clear intuitive hit. In fact, I was sort of lounging back meditating and I got the intuitive hit to become a yoga instructor, yoga therapist. And I just flew out of meditation into action. And I'd already done yoga. I'd been doing yoga for years, but it was just all of a sudden. And so I became a yoga therapist, of course, because when it's divine like that, when you're following your intuitive path, things unfold really easily. My kids were really young, but the training just unfolded really perfectly and it happened so easily. So I became a yoga therapist. Then I became a chakra therapist. So the chakras are energy vortices that align the length of our spine. And it just resonated with me. I knew it on a cellular level that it was like it was a 2-hour part of our training, which was like a 3-week, like a 300-hour yoga teacher training. And it was 2 hours out of the whole 300 hours. And it was one piece of paper. And it was just like, oh, I know this stuff. Like, I know this. And I know this. And I wanted to run with it. And so then I started studying the chakra therapy. And then I spent over a decade marrying together the talk therapy with body, mind, spirit. Because it just made so much more sense to me that, yeah, there is a really big importance of talk therapy. But then when we get our intuitive hits, like, there's no separation between the body, mind, spirit. Right? I believe that it was systematically separated. I think it was King Richard. It was systematically separated so that the doctors get the body. So the rest of us don't know anything, right? So the learned doctors get the body and they're going to look after the body. And then the learned religious people will get the spirit, and the churches will look after the spirit, and the education system and those learned men will look after the mind. And so it was like, it was divided. So because there was, you know, so much controversy, right? And, you know, our own intuition, our own spiritual journeys and all of that was like taken away from us, right? And so then, I just had this yearning, I had this feeling, I had this inner knowing that it wasn't supposed to be like that, that we have the answers within us. Right? Like, I believe we all have the answers within us already. And as an intuitive coach, it seems like an oxymoron. Well, if we all have the answers, why do we need an intuitive coach? The thing is that the answers that we have push us out of our comfort zone, right? It's our soul. Yeah. I believe our intuition is our soul speaking to us. And so our soul wants us to go out there and to really put ourselves out there and to be a service and to help. And so that's scary for us humans, right? And so we need intuitive coaches to help us connect to our intuition and then to move into following that intuitive guidance. And so I just spent a decade of bringing this all together. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh my gosh. I really want to highlight, because there's so many things that I certainly don't want to interrupt, but Candace, just your journey is so fascinating to me. I don't personally know a lot of people who, when they were in their young teens, adolescents, that their whole family went and did meditation, instead of take the clinical route. Like, what a gift for your mom to be like, yep, there's got to be another answer. And then to have the whole family join her in that her journey. Like, how beautiful. And just I'm just in awe of that. And I'm just like, wow, you have an incredible mom, and that just how that unfolded. Wow.
Yeah, and well, because she was under stress, right? I know, like, when you think about it, you think, because it was in the 70s, you think, oh, they were probably hippies. They weren't, right? They weren't that route. But it was actually my dad. Like, my dad, because he worked his full-time job and they were running their business. They owned a dry cleaning plant and laundromats. And so it was very long hours and very hard physical work. And so he was wanting to support her. Like, how can we do this? Right. And then eventually he quit his day job. And so, yeah. And I started that practice and I just embraced it. And I really feel like even before that, like my grandfather and my mom, like they were spiritual, but they weren't, they always said, we don't have to go to church to pray. Right. They were really about nature and that, you know, getting out into that. And
that is so beautiful. And it's very refreshing to hear just how that creates the ripple effect. And just also really refreshing to hear your dad was such, so much in his divine feminine, and that he's here to support his mom, and together they're this united front. Like, oh, that's so, so refreshing to hear. And how beautiful those ripple effects just trickled down to, for you, Candace, and really awakening that part of you and honoring and just like, from such a young age to know that mind, body, spirit are not separate. And you just totally trusted that and you didn't question that. I love that.
Yeah, and also that there was the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Like, I always remember, like, there that knowing that. And I still do my business that very much. Like, when I go in, like, I really work in the divine feminine. So I know I need to go into my masculine energy to get stuff done, right? To run a business, right?
Yeah.
We still have to go into that masculine energy, but really knowing the difference between the feminine and the masculine energy, and how do we get it balanced? Or I believe that women major in the feminine and minor in the masculine, and alternately men major in the masculine and minor in the feminine. So how do we get it more balanced instead of being so masculine and so feminine? I like it in myself to be more balanced. And I think that as in my business as a coach, I encourage the women I work with to keep going to more into their feminine energy, as opposed to, because our society has really pushed us into this masculine energy, and that we value it. You mentioned women and worth, wealth and wellness, which is the working title of my next book. And we, as women, we need to value the feminine energy, but our society values the masculine energy, right? And that they don't value the feminine as much, right? So when we can see the value in what we're offering and the value in the way that we do things and what we're bringing to the world, then and making sure that our wellness is a very high priority, right? Like
yes. When I work with a social sorry, I was going to say so many women struggle with, and when I think of wellness, I think a huge part of that is self-care, putting yes. yourself first, and that is such a struggle for so many women.
And yeah, so it's about sustainability. It's sustainability, mm-hmm. right? And we can't mm-hmm. sustain it pushing ourselves in that masculine energy. I know, I was a social worker, and I got burnt out. I would be in the shower crying every day. Because I had 350 families on my caseload, and I wanted to make an impact. I wanted to make a difference, right? And yeah. so it just felt hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know firsthand how important wellness is, and I do love saying, yeah. well, body for business, health is wealth, right? Really, like without our health, mind, body, spirit, health, like what good would we be? Because we aren't functioning at our highest. So I love it. Conversation, I think it's deeply important. Let's head into commercial. And when we come back, we're going to dive even deeper in women and work, wealth and wellness, and how gender supports people to really level up in all of these areas.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back, my loves. So, Candace, tell us, who exactly do you work with? So when people come and connect with you, what are their challenges that they would like your support on?
Well, it's changed, of course, a lot over the years. So right now, well, a lot of the women, I work with specifically women, mostly women, and a lot of them have woken up. So as I was saying, I've been on this journey my entire life. I don't really feel like I had any huge awakening. It was just always there. I was guided all the way through my life to spiritual awakenings and spiritual awareness. And, that's not the same for other people. A lot of people have, you know, big events in their lives, traumatic events, different things that have happened that wake them up. And so those are the people that I like to work with, are women who are awake and are really purpose-driven, that they know they're here to be of service. And that is part of yoga, right, is that we're all here to be of service. And how do we help? How do we show up in the world? And as I was saying, our soul is our intuition speaking to us, and our soul wants us to go out there and to follow our vision, to follow our purpose, and to really put ourselves out there. It's our ego that wants us to keep playing small. It's our ego that wants us to keep safe and, you know, not really, you know, doing anything or going out, you know, putting ourselves out there and, you know, and social norms, staying with our social norms. And so the women I work with are women who have had an awakening, who are ready to put themselves out there. They're connecting to their purpose. They might need a little bit more clarity of purpose and direction. They don't know what the next steps are. They get lost in uncertainty. They get lost in, you know, not knowing what to call their business, not knowing what to call themselves. And then they keep taking more and more training. And instead, we need to bring all the training under an umbrella, because I believe people aren't hiring you for the training that you've taken. They're hiring you for the energy that you have, the energy that you're putting out there, the energy that they can relate to, right? Our stories, our experiences. And that's what makes us the expert.
Oh, so, I love it. Everything you're saying is so resonating with my approach too. It's just like the energy. They're hiring you for the energy to support them to amplify and elevate their energy through their intuition, through tapping in, so that they are showing up.
Yes. Yes. So I used to teach yoga teacher trainings, and I would teach chakra therapy training. And then I thought, there's a gap. There was a gap between people taking training, you know, Reiki, massage, crystal bowls, any of the training, you know, that they're taking. There's a gap in the training between the training and getting their businesses out there. And so I've been coaching, one-on-one coaching for 7 years. And then a year ago, I'm like, this just isn't feeling right. I need to do it differently. So that's when I created the Intuitive Coaching Academy, so that people can bring all of their trainings all under one umbrella. And right from day one in the training, they're not only getting the training on how to become an intuitive coach, how to bring all of the modalities together under one umbrella, but also getting the coaching training on putting themselves out there, finding out who their ideal client is, taking the next steps, not getting lost. We can get lost in confusion for years. Decades. I know. I've been there, and I've seen it with clients as well, right? We can get lost in that confusion.
Yeah, I see that happen a lot, or shiny object syndrome, or like, you know, just like all these different ideas that which one to go with first. And I love that you bring in everything under an umbrella and be like, here's, I call it the alchemy of you. Here's the alchemy of you, and you get to create your life and your business from this alchemy of you, and putting everything under the umbrella to make it more succinct is what I'm hearing.
Yes, yes, exactly. And make it more personalized and up your energy, up your niche, or really connect to the niche, that real underlying purpose, because I don't think the purpose ever changes. We shift, we change, we take training, we do this, we, you know, offer this and we offer that. But the underlying message is the same, right? For me, the underlying message is equality for women, right? Like I have been guided over and over again, right? Like when I was
started out with, sorry, I was going to say, I agree with you. Like our purpose never changes. It's constant in both our personal and professional life. But yeah, the niche could change, or the methods could change.
Yeah, or the way we present it, or we think it's changing, but then we go back to that message again, right? And like I never planned on talking about intuition. Somebody asked me, I didn't have a name for my book. Right. And somebody said, well, describe your book to me in 4 words. And I went, intuition is a choice. And I went, okay, that's the title of my book. And so I never planned on talking about intuition. That was never my intention, but I always was following it. Right. Like not always, because intuition is a choice. Sometimes we follow it and sometimes we don't. Right. And then afterwards you go, oh, I knew that was going to happen. Right. And then, you know, because you don't follow it. So
I really want to highlight this. Intuition is a choice. Let's go deeper in that, Candice. Because wonder how many people out there are like, oh, what? It's a choice. Can you elaborate on this a little bit? Let's unpack this.
Yeah, so and it's part of my training is intuition is a choice because it just defines our story, right? And so when I decided to become an intuitive, or I was bringing all this together and I wanted to start teaching workshops, I went and did some training. And in the training, I got really clear on my purpose. I got the clear intuitive hit that I was to work with women who had been violated. And so I came home from the training, and for 6 months, it showed up in my clientele a lot, like every single client. In fact, I was asked to go to an expo for a one-day event, and I was asked to do back-to-back chakra balancing. And as I was doing it, every single woman had been violated, molested, every single person. And so after 6 months, I remembered it so clearly. I was sitting on the deck with my husband, and I told him how I had gotten this clear intuitive hit in this training, and then it manifested in my business instantly, full on. And after 6 months, and he said, are you sure that's what you want to do? And I looked at him and I said, no. Remember, like, I was a social worker, and it reminded me of that energy. And I didn't want to bring that into my household. And so I made a very, very clear decision. I was not going to do it anymore. And so it stopped immediately. It just stopped, like, right the next day.
Wow.
Because that's how spirit works, right? And that's how our mindset works. When we make a decision, it stops. And then fast forward a year and a half later, the same organization who I knew about, and they did every year they did a global SEVA challenge. So global meaning they pick a country, and country SEVA meaning of service, so they pick a cause, and challenge was to raise $20,000. And so I was a part of this community. I was a senior leader with them, off and out into the world. And they asked me, or they sent an email, not just to me, to everybody on their email list, telling them about this Global SEVA Challenge to raise $20,000 for victims of sex trafficking in India. And I knew instantly I needed to do it, just instantly. But then the fear comes up, right? The uncertainty, the resistance. Mm-hmm. You know, who am I to raise $20,000? I'm not a fundraiser. I've never done anything like this. You know, like, how's this going to affect my business? How's this going to affect my family? Like, all of the resistance came up. And then I was sitting on the hockey bench talking to another mom, and I said, I just don't want to be on my deathbed and wish that I had at least tried to raise $20,000 for these little girls and boys in India. And when I heard those words coming out of my mouth, I signed up. I'm like, I am not going to have any regrets. Right? And so
wow.
I stepped into it. So we never really get off of our path, but we get redirected because we have that, we still have free will. Right? So I know my purpose is to help, is about equality and helping, it's about equality, that's it, right, for women. And, but it keeps coming and changing and forming all differently.
I love that, the shifting, the rearranging, and yet at the foundation, the purpose is always leading that. Candace, like, I'm really curious, and I know some of the listeners would probably be thinking this too, because you're so, in hearing your story, you're so fierce and fearless around just totally, completely trusting your intuition. It's like, you get the hit, and then, like you said, the fear comes up. So my question is, I'm so curious, how quickly can you just shift out that fear and then make decision to between making decision and have clarity about it to taking action?
I just know that knowing, right? Like, you know, it can even be like buying our house, our last house. It was supposed to be our forever home, and then, you know, we lived there for 18 years, and I just knew instantly. Right. And so then I had to convince my husband, right? Because, you know, actually the day we went to look at houses, because he wanted to live on an acreage and I wanted to live in the city. And so we were looking at two houses in the city and one on an acreage. And we even got a little bit of a fight, and he said, why are we looking at a house on an acreage when you don't want to live there on an acreage? Anyway, it was the house on the acreage that was our house, and we lived there for 18 years. So I think So I get the intuitive hit, and I can move through it pretty quickly, but I kind of have to work with people, right? It's kind of like I have to move through that resistance, but I need to call in. It depends on who's giving me the resistance. Like some people's opinion I value more than others, right? So if they give me resistance, then I have to look at it a little bit deeper. And then I go to my body, because there's no separation between body, mind, spirit. So when I raised that money for victims of sex trafficking in India, then I was going to go to India. And I got the intuitive hit to sell my yoga studio 7 weeks before I was leaving. And I called up, I actually was going to just close it, and I called up the landlord. And funny story, I had been renting the space for years, and I never signed the contract that year. I had given her the post-dated checks, and every time I saw her, she said, oh, I need to get you to sign that contract. And I'm like, yeah. And so I phoned her up, and I said, I never did sign the contract, so does that mean it goes month to month? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, I'm giving you 7 weeks' notice. And then she said, well, I'll give you a 3 months' rent. So resistance isn't always a bad thing, right? It could have been a good thing. And so I got off the phone, and I had a check-in with my body. And I said, I'm going to keep my studio. And my body said, no. My gut said, no. And so this is how I help my clients connect to their intuition. There's no separation between our thoughts and what goes on in our body. So we will always have a physical reaction to our intuitive hits. And so...
feel different for like a yes and for a no from person to person?
Yes. Everybody, and all my trainings I do, I always ask, how do you get your intuitive hit? And a lot of people get the gut, like the stomach, right? It's a gut instinct, right? That's like you get these little sayings about it. Some people get feelings in their chest, their shoulders, tingling. You know, we get goosebumps or truth bumps. I get itchy a lot. Like I get an itchy nose, forehead, third eye, crown chakra. Often before I'm doing a day of sessions, I'll get like itchy ear, like messages are coming into my ears because I feel like spirits are close and the energies are close.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we get itchy, right?
Oh my God. This is so fascinating. Would you be able to do some live coaching with me right now for something I'm feeling a little resistant
to? Yeah. And I was going to ask you, where do you feel your intuitive hit?
Oh, for me, it's usually in my heart space. So like if I feel like I feel like this, and so it's two places. It's in the heart space and it's light. It's like this complete, total, open, wide open sensation. It's really expansive. And then the other place is where my gut is, like my sacral. And it's usually if it's a yes, it's like fiery energy. And if it's a no, it almost feels like a block in my heart space.
Okay.
It just is a block. Like I was my shamanic course this weekend, and I was journeying in a meditation to discover who or what animal was my dream power animal. And I saw a bird. And so I had to ask myself, and I used my body to inform me, is this an eagle? And because I couldn't figure out if it was a hawk or an eagle. And so I asked, is it an ego? And it was like this complete block in my heart. Like it was like a clear no to me. And then I went, okay, is this a hawk? And my heart opened. So that's how I use my body to listen to my intuition.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. That's one of the months in my training is we discover who our animal totem is.
Okay. So I'll share with you the resistance I'm having right now with my personal life and see if we could maybe walk through this one in a couple minutes. If we need to go through commercial and then come back and finish. But the resistance is, so my husband wants us to uproot and move to BC to Kelowna in September next year. And part of me is like, I'm really excited about that. And then I feel like that's more my ego, but I feel resistant because I love Edmonton. I love living in my, I love my home. I love it. And I love my community that I have here locally, my friends and my parents and my brother, like the family support is next, like next level. And so I notice I have resistance around moving because I feel like my roots are here. And there's a part of me that feels really excited to be in a new environment, be by the mountains, wake up and see the lake, not be in freaking minus 25 weather. Mm-hmm. So yeah. What I'm gonna say is like, this is the situation I'm currently in real time moving through and feeling excited, but also the resistance. So maybe what we can do is actually, because I'm noticing we're going to go into commercial, when we come back, I would love for you to walk me through this.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Okay, you guys, you can't make this shit up. So as we are in commercial, Candice and I are Facebook messaging each other, and she pulled a card from her Yogini's Guide to Intuition Oracle cards. And what did you pull for me, Candice?
I pulled eagle pose. But I don't have a hawk card in the deck, right? Because deck of cards is based on yoga postures and yoga philosophies and yoga ideas. But it's about bringing yoga into our every life, right? I live yoga, I don't do yoga. And so the card is eagle, and it's messages from spirit. The words underneath are messages from spirit and signs. So let me just read it from the book.
Please.
Let me read the divination part. So for those of you that don't know, the deck of cards is 54 cards in the deck, half of 108, which is a sacred number. And they're all based in yoga ideas and philosophy. And then as I was creating them, as I was writing them, so this comes back to the story of going to India and selling my studio. When I came back, it opened up time and space for me to create this deck of cards, because I would get intuitive hits when I taught yoga about what the postures meant on a spiritual level. And so then when I was doing the cards, then I knew there was a book. So each chapter in the book starts with the image, the divinatory part of what the yoga posture means. And then how do we bring it into our everyday life? So let me read eagle posture for you. Garudasana is a yoga posture that requires you to pay attention. While doing this posture, notice any messages coming to you from your body or through your third eye. We receive messages from spirit all the time and in many ways. Have there been any signs or symbols showing themselves to you lately? Notice which animals keep showing up. Random dimes you find, rainbows, flowers, birds, butterflies, lights flickering, repetitive numbers, or certain smells. Have you been having a recurring dream? Spirit answers us in many ways. We just need to acknowledge and accept the messages. Allow your body to be a conduit for signals coming to you. Now is the time to ask your question, watch for a sign, and be aware of a message from the divine. And then I also have in here how to do it.
Oh, beautiful. Yes.
So coming back to your coaching question. Okay, did anything in that, when I was reading that, jump out at you?
Yes, I was just going to share that it's a beautiful reminder. I tell my clients this, and then you kind of forget to give your advice to yourself. It's a good reminder, like ask for a sign. And really, I'm often very specific about my sign. I'll say if I meant to go on path A, give me a sign of a dolphin, for example. And if I meant to go on path B, give me a sign of a rose. And so it's within the next 24 hours kind of thing. And it's really incredible. I receive those signs that my guides give me and give me confirmation. So it's very powerful. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, and I think you're going to, when you come out of your head, so what I was noticing is you're trying to make that decision about moving from the head. And most of us live in our head, right? And this is where me as a coach is, I bring you back into your body. So coming back, body, mind, spirit. So I would recommend is when you come to that decision, asking the question and then checking in with your body. So if you just say the statement, we're moving to Kelowna, and you say that out loud, where do you feel that in your body?
So we're moving to Kelowna. Immediately I feel my heart like vibrating. It feels like there's ripples vibrating in my heart.
Yeah, I felt that like butterflies.
Like a butterfly, yeah.
And what does that mean for you?
So yeah.
And did you feel it a little bit more on the left side than the right, or was it right in the center?
Right in the center.
Okay. Okay. And so what does that mean for you, to you?
Alignment.
And almost like anticipation. Like excitement, anticipation, does it?
It feels really calm, like a resonating feeling. I don't feel excited. I don't feel like I'm anticipating. I feel calm and grounded about it, surprisingly. And it feels like a resonance.
Okay.
The calm resonance. Yeah. Which right now feels like it's new for me to feel this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then say the opposite. Say we're not moving to Kelowna or whatever, however you want to say it.
We're not moving to Kelowna. Oh, interesting. So same place in my heart. There was like a heaviness. It's not super heavy, but like it felt like a drop. Like disappointment. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. What I felt was almost like it dropped from heart to root chakra. Like it was like this boom down. That's what I felt when you said it. And
so what
you were even, you were saying, right? It's family is here, and it's like, right? So it's kind of moved from the heart of the flutter, the butterfly to like almost like the root chakra, like right down, like almost a bit of a heaviness, like you said.
And so when I hear that, to me, that feels grounding.
Root chakra, though, it could feel like responsibility is what I'm picking up. It's like down to that, almost like responsible.
And so I'm just trying to make meaning of it. So if, it, I feel, if it's about responsibility, so if I'm not moving to Kelowna, I'm just trying to make sense of how that ties in.
Wow.
All right. I'm sorry. I don't know why the phone dropped, but.
Because we are powerful energy. That is some powerful energy we're moving. Whoa.
Woo! So tell me, how, what is going on right now?
I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that we are so powerful that we're moving, like that it's, we're making, that there's a force trying to stop us, right? As women are getting more and more powerful and getting our energy out there, because this is what I believe is what's happening in the world right now, right? We're having systemic changes are happening. The world is shut down. We're moving into the divine feminine energy. And there is a powerful force that's trying to push us down. And instead, we're trying to, you know, we're rising up, right? And that the feminine energy is rising because we are so energetic, high vibrating, powerful goddesses.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm like, absolutely. Like when I was having my first episode of my podcast, I did a pre-launch on a Facebook Live. And that day I couldn't actually have my podcast because the lines were all crashed. So I believe it.
And you know, I'll just say, since COVID has happened, I've had 7 women come to me for sessions who have had near-death experiences.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's like the divine feminine is rising, like we are waking up and they didn't cross over, right? They're here because they have a mission, they have purpose. Right. And we, the time is now. Like, I feel an urgency that women need to really step into their purpose. I feel an urgency for it, whether, you know, but, and they need support to, and collaboration. We need us to work together with this.
1,000%. Oh, and so, like, coming back to my body, I just want to share what I'm experiencing with all of this is just, there is complete opening from my crown chakra all the way through my core, through all the chakras, and then it feels really anchoring into the ground. So then
go ahead.
When I feel into the quote-unquote challenge that I brought up around my resistance moving to Kelowna, so I'm going to say it again, see what happens from this place. We're moving to Kelowna. Yeah, it just feels like a solid yes. I totally got a yes. Like the resistance isn't there, and it feels more deep than the first time I said it. And the heart fluttering doesn't feel resonant. It just feels deeper.
Right, and open.
And very open, yeah.
Mhm. And just imagine the possibilities, right?
Thank you. And so, those of you who are listening, and I hope that you are, you know, thinking of your own challenges that you're going through, and also following through with following with us around the guidance of tapping into your body, asking the question for related to your challenge and receiving some answers. Like, this is really valuable. Thank you so much, Candace.
My pleasure. I agree that that we're trained to be all in our head, right? And this is what I do when I do coaching is I watch the charge. Like I do all my coaching is on Zoom. And it's because I watch the charge and I can see people go up into their head and then I bring them back to their body over and over again.
Yes. I'm trained the same way. It's so beautiful. When you're in your own shit, you can't see the trees from forest, which is why we need coaches. So beautiful. Would you be open to guiding us through a very short 2-ish minute meditation to help us settle into tapping into our intuition?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd be honored to.
Beautiful. All right. Enough. A light language. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. All right. Just taking a deep breath. Deep breath, inhale, and then exhale. And this time I want you to do it again, but I want you to imagine yourself hovering above your body. Deep breath, inhale, just imagining yourself hovering above your body. And then as you exhale, imagine yourself dropping into your body, into this physical body. And then as you connect into your physical body, begin by connecting to the sensations that you feel in your body. Just as you land in your body, feeling your feet on the floor, connecting to your hips, your back, your chest, and then just softening your eyes. And then imagine a string of energy is coming down from the pelvic floor, from the root chakra, down through your chair, through your home, through the earth's crust, all the way down into the center of the earth. And imagine tying a golden nugget to the end of that string of energy. So you're connected to the earth. But it's a string, so it still sways and moves to your own rhythm, your own uniqueness. And bring yourself, your awareness up that string of energy, just landing briefly at the root chakra, right at the base of the pelvic floor, rising a beautiful red color, a vibrant red, spinning in a circle. Moving your awareness up to the second chakra, 2 inches below the belly button. The element here is water. So connecting to the water within you, connecting to the movement and the flow, your emotions. The color here is orange, so visualizing a bright, brilliant orange color. Of orange light spinning in a circle. Bringing your awareness now up to the third chakra, Manipura chakra. 2 inches above the belly button. Connecting here to the element of fire, your empowerment, your will. How you're going to show up in the world, how you want to be seen. I'm seeing a beautiful lemon yellow color here, a ball of lemon colored yellow light spinning in a circle. Bring your awareness now up to the heart chakra, that string of energy, right to the center of your chest, connecting to the element of air. The place here of relationship, love, forgiveness, compassion. But it's air, so breathing deeply into your lungs as you visualize a beautiful emerald green color right at the center of your chest, spinning in a circle. Coming now to the throat chakra, the Shuddha chakra, right in the center of your throat. Place of authenticity, of connecting to who you are, your own voice, your sound, and seeing a beautiful blue color, a sky blue color spinning in a circle. Coming up now to your third eye, Ajna chakra, the center of your forehead. Connecting here to your visions, your dreams, your ideas, your intuition that is always present, always giving you messages. And seeing a brilliant indigo color spinning in a circle. And just connecting to the crown chakra, visualizing the ball of violet spinning in a circle.
Pura kira kura ti kua, pura kira chua. Aligning and balancing. Pura ti kira kura tia. Pura kira ti kira chua kua, pura kira kura tia. Activating. Pura kira kura tia. Locking this in. Pura ti kira kura ti kira chua. Breathing in your intention, breathing in what feels good. Breathing out anything that doesn't serve or support. Breathing in love. Breathing out love. Beautiful. So just hanging out with your experience, noticing what you're noticing. And of course, I encourage you to stay with your experience and journal anything that is coming through. And Candice, I'm just going to invite you to share those people who are feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm really loving Candice's energy, loving and want to learn more about her and her offerings. Where can they go, Candice?
My website is candicemckim.com. So Candice is CandiceMckim.com, as well as I'm on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under as Candice McKim.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. You guys go and grab her freebies, go and check out her book and her cards. I know that you got so much out of this beautiful episode. So thank you. I know I absolutely got so much. Thank you so much, Candice, for sharing you and your beautiful, gorgeous wisdom and energy.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.